This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1958. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 26th, Asia, Brazil, China, Cuba, France, Germany, Iran, Japan, Kurdistan, Madagascar, Peru, Spain, Turkey, USA, equipment tips, publications, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. As of November 26, Kai Ludwig in Germany has this to say about Radio Free Asia, filed under Asia Non and other U.S. AGM broadcasts. Ivo Ivanov has now compiled the new arrangements for Radio Free Asia without the Tinian and Saipan transmitters destroyed by the typhoon in the northern Marianas Islands. He says replacements are mostly Kuwait, Lampertheim, and Biblis, Germany. I assume there are no covers in place for others' entries in Cantonese and Korean for Tinian and Saipan, since these are off shortwave now. It's not too surprising in the case of Korean. It was reported they are mostly listened to via medium wave. Also, new transmitters at Greenville, i.e. the used ones moved in from Sri Lanka, will be commissioned in February, and a fourth frequency for Radio Marti is already on the air, said the director of the Office of Cuba Broadcasting on November 14th. Kai says it's also noteworthy how the presentation about the big relaunch of Al Hurra, in part now produced in Dubai, as other Middle East broadcasting network platforms, radio only for Iraq anymore, with the music floor being replaced by a hard news format, so all other Radio Sawa variants are treated as if they are already gone. It seems it would not hurt to check if medium wave outlets elsewhere are still on the air. We're still hearing Radio Nacional Amazonia Brazil on 6180 instead of 11780. There's a problem at 01UT when the China relay on the new frequency via Cuba comes up. Quite a collision for an hour, but Brazil has been signing off a few minutes after 0200 while China via Cuba gets another hour on the same frequency, 6180. And it seems that 6180 from Brazil is actually being used in the daytime as well. In Brazil, it could be heard in the 1800 UTR, November 19th, by Jorge Freitas. November 24th at 2301 on 5050, had a barely audible signal with some talk, certainly not WWRB, which has moved to 90 meters for its limited winter evening schedule. The only thing listed by NDXC at this time is Voice of Beibu Bay Radio in China, which is only 15 kilowatts, aimed 225 degrees from the Nanning 954 site. Several broadcasts, including one in Chinese at 23 until 01. At this time, I did not hear any other carriers on the 60-meter band, however, which might have come from Asia. Reply about that comes from Art Delabere in North Bethesda, Maryland. I'm pretty certain you were hearing Beibu Bay Radio on 5050. They came on the air about 2248 with their usual interval signal at a pretty good level. It typically fades quickly and is gone by the top of the hour, but this time it hung on longer than usual, still audible but not readable, a bit after 2300. It seems their opening is often audible in our evenings, even when other 60-meter Chinese stations are barely there. Especially, he says, now that I've gotten an SAL-12 antenna, and I can aim it to the southeast, which of course implies long path. Although the listed sign on is 2300, they generally switch the transmitter on around 2244 to 2248. Sometimes they go through the whole routine, interval signal, announcement, and then into music programming, and sometimes they seem to do a cold open, jumping right into the music. I've been hearing a heterodyne interfering with WBCQ 7490, because BCQ has actually been above that frequency, 0.1 or more, during the 23 UT hour. such as Saturday, November 24th at 2310. While they had a classic rock music show on instead of Brother Scare Monday through Friday during that hour. By employing maximum processing, very narrow bandwidth, pass band tuning, lower side band, and notching, I could audibilize weak Chinese talk separable from BCQ, and it was better coming from the north and south, or rather than east and west. So it was probably China National Radio 1, it could be a jammer. However, the latest NDXE schedule of November 24th still had not caught up with this new frequency, showing only BCQ and WWCR anywhen on 7490. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, as I can't help but notice as I scan the bands. This happens day after day, frequency after frequency. I'll concentrate on just one this time. November 25th at 1414, I was starting to scan down the 13 MHz band at 13845 and found a huge, filthy blob. Was it WWCR out of order? No. WWCR totally obliterated, as opposed to merely obliterated, by Radio Havana Cuba FM, reactivated. The audio was quite clear when I switched to narrowband FM reception, and again with that F-sharp above middle C constant tone to go with it. This is just like what used to emanate from the 13700 transmitter, last heard a few months ago. But now it's the transmitter on 13780, which is spewing this, at intervals of plus and minus 65 kHz. Obviously the same unit which did it before from 13700, which is again on the air but with a different transmitter. Further Radio Havana FM frequencies now heard were 13910, 13715, and 13650. These are first and second order ones at 65 and 130 kHz away from 13780, and they were very strong, ranging from 10 to 20 over S9. Further ones at the same separation were detectable but much weaker, around 13585, 13520, and 13975. 13700 was off at first, but it was soon came on, and it was clear that it had nothing to do with these FM spurs now. But they were all gone by 1522 because 13780 had gone off, and that finally uncovered poor WWCR AM on 13845. 13780 had been in use for a couple of weeks, but this was the first time I had any sign of the FM constellation. About English broadcasts from Radio France International in BCDX, Rumen Pankov in Bulgaria reported November 11th. Since October 28th, RFI Paris in English is not heard anymore at 0607 UT on any of the previous or supposedly presently scheduled frequencies, 7245, 9735, or 11830. Their Saturday program, Sound Kitchen, said broadcasts in English on shortwave would be stopped from November 18th, as we've already confirmed. Mike Cooper in Georgia has been monitoring this further via satellite or internet. He says on November 20th, this morning's Paris Live program began, curiously, with an interview with Daniel Singleton, the head of RFI English. It was as if the English service felt the need to explain or justify its new format on its second day. Singleton said studies showed that listenership was not as high as we would hope for, hence a shift to web articles and podcasts. He described this as the best use of our limited resources. We had to move away from breaking news and hard news, he said. No mention was made of shortwave broadcasting. After this segment, the show proceeded to its normal content, which again began with the host interviewing RFI journalists on different subjects. Then on November 25th, Mike Cooper says, curious about the effect of the termination of RFI English morning and weekend programs, I checked the RFI English audio stream. It's now running RFI Musique programming on weekends. I checked WRN's North American service at 16 UT and found RFI French running on WRN English. Well, remember, we can still supposedly hear the English hour from RFI via WRMI at midnight UT on 5950. About Channel 292 in Germany. Alan Rowe in England says, I notice on their website, www.channel292.de, that both 6070 and 7440 kHz are scheduled to be off the air from the 3rd through the 9th of December. No reasons given. Alan Pennington replies, it's due to maintenance work. They are off the air during the first week of December. That's according to Channel 292 on Twitter. And again, thanks only to WRMI, we can again hear Deutsche Welle in English on shortwave at 22 UT on 5950 and usually much stronger 9395. I was listening toward the end of the broadcast on November 24th. They had a report about the repatriation of Mexican Americans to Mexico, not now, but during the Hoover administration almost a century ago. But when listening to Deutsche Welle, among other stations, with announcers speaking a British accent, watch out for mispronunciations of Los Angeles instead of the way all Americans pronounce it, mispronouncing Spanish, Los Angeles. With Anguilla off 6090, as is the case more often than not, I was hearing something with Middle Eastern music November 24th at 0149, S9 at best with flutter, and I could tell they were speaking Spanish, that is, La Voz de la República Islámica de Irán. There was no interference and no het, which would imply Brazil or Nigeria on 6090. I expected this to sign off at 0220 as scheduled in all the online references, including HFCC. So I resumed listening at 0218. There was more music, mentions of Punto de Vista, and kept on going. The signal improved a bit as I was hearing correspondents checking in from Bogota and also talking about Palestine, Buenos Aires, past 0236. It was sort of a version of From Our Own Correspondent. Obviously, the Spanish broadcast does not end at 0220, as everyone has been told. I checked WRTH 2018 from last year for the B17 schedule, and that Spanish broadcast was indeed at midnight 20 to 0320 UT, then on 6165, instead of 2320 to 0220, as currently listed. And that raises the question, are any or all of the Iranian B18 schedulings off by 1 hour too early, as if they were still shifted for summertime in Iran? Via Wolfgang Büschel, this from Takahito Akabayashi in Japan. A special shortwave transmission of NHK World to India. According to Mr. Toto Yamashita of the Asian Broadcasting Institute, it'll be on December 7th at 0330 to 0500 UT on 13780 in Hindi, Bengali, and Urdu. It's part of a Japan-India friendship campaign called Influential India. Also on NHK World TV from 04 to 4:30 only and on Internet. NHK will issue a special QSL card for reception of this special transmission, even if you hear it via TV or Internet. Special reception reports go to NHK World Japan, 150-8001 Japan. Apparently the postal code is all that's necessary. This time the QSL will be issued also to domestic listeners inside Japan. 1500 UT is an interesting time to monitor the clandestine for Kurdistanish Turkey on 11530. That's when they make a site switch from Pridnestrovia to France. I was listening in the previous minute, but at exactly 1500, the signal surged much stronger. There was absolutely no change in the precise frequency. They were very well matched. Not so well organized is the time signal which follows. On November 22nd, it was 40 seconds late, and on November 26th, it was 88 seconds late. It's a 3+1 time signal, the last pip prolonged. And I was also hearing a short and long path echo after the transmitter from France was in use. It's about four times as far from here via long path as via short path, as are most sites in Europe. Via medium, high, very high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio 1958. This non-commercial program is based on the non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest. gathered via the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Kenneth Kaiser, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, which, may I remind you, do not necessarily have to be in U.S. funds, as PayPal will convert. Or one may contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Now that neither World of Radio nor WRMI is no longer on 5010 after 01UT, some DX is possible. Before and after 02UT, I've been hearing a very weak carrier slightly below 5010, which I believe to be Radio Madagascar. First noted November 20th at 0220. It could have been a third harmonic of something, but that doesn't work out. It could have been India, T apostrophe M, that very long city as abbreviated, but it's been reported very close to 5010 within 3 hertz, according to Wolfgang Büschel. I've kept trying for this night after night. On November 21st, I started listening at 0155, and there was nothing, but I heard the carrier come on at 0158 and measured it on 5009.943 approximately. It had been measured as low as 5009.931. November 22nd at 1:47, the carrier was already on, measured at 5009.929. November 24th, however, there was no sign of it due to propagation, or maybe it was just off. On November 26th, however, I had a slightly stronger carrier on 5009.930 as late as 0326, which is still feasible around sunrise in Madagascar. Another interesting 60-meter frequency is 4775, or slightly below it, where we hear two slightly different carriers beating against each other. We know there are two South American stations active on the frequency. You'd think they could manage to find separate frequencies and avoid this problem. November 24th at 0207, I was hearing this, as well as interference from CODAR. Radio Tarma Peru is certainly one, and Radio Congonhas Brazil the other, but which is which? I measured the frequencies as 4774.87 and 4774.91, that is 140 hertz apart. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal had previously measured them quite precisely, but that was over 2 years ago. 4774.914 Radio Congonhas and 4774.946 Radio Tarma, as he heard them a few hours earlier. But then I get a reply from Art Delibert in Maryland, who does a lot of DXing like I do, it seems, with better results. He says Radio Tarma is the one on 4774.91. I've been listening for about the past 30 minutes from 1033 UT at 1104, fading into unreadability as the sun rises down there. Several mentions of Radio Tarma around 1040. And Art says, a few days ago, I found Radio Congonhas on 4774.77. So it seems that both of them vary slightly. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralphus Perry in Illinois reports on another Peruvian, Radio Quillabamba, 5025, which has the misfortune to be on the same frequency as Radio Rebelde in Cuba. Well, almost. He says, November 25th at 1020, a good signal from Radio Quillabamba on 5025.03 from TuneIn at 1020, as Radio Rebelde was missing. A very nice show with religious music, ranchera, and ad string for Quillabamba Tiendas at 1028, and a very bassy voice with a live sermon over snippets of music starting at 1030, and it was parallel to their live web stream, so he's sure of it. The signal is nothing like the powerhouse when the Cuban is transmitting, but decent for Peru, still going at 1036, more music. By 1215, Rebelde was blasting in, blocking the frequency. Nice while it lasted, and it's perhaps worth checking on Sunday mornings for a late sign-on of Radio Rebelde, leaving the frequency open for the Peruvian, unless this was just an anomaly. On weekends, Spain starts broadcasting to North America much earlier than on weekdays because of sports. 9690 is the only frequency they would use for North America, no matter what time of day. So on Sunday, November 25th at 15:34, I found that 9690 was the worst of the four frequencies, even though it's the one for us. Their frequency management leaves a lot to be desired. The best one was actually aimed in the opposite direction from us toward the Middle East, 12030, which is up to 20 over 9. And a slight long and short path echo on that one. As I was mentioning earlier, the long path is about 20 kilomiles from here, four times the short path of less than 5 kilomiles. The second best frequency was 11940, which is actually for South America, and the third best, 11685, for Africa, which is usually the worst, as it will be later in the day when reception on 9690 picks up. Something's often wrong at the Voice of Turkey. November 20th at 22:51, I was hearing it on early before English to North America at 2300 on 5960, 10 over S9. There was music and then contact info in what language? Italian. Italian? That's only scheduled at 15 to 1530 on 6185. The website trtworld.com says nothing about shortwave broadcast, let alone anything in Italian. However, I noticed that the trtworld.com website does have a banner at the very top about Topic A, Jamal Khashoggi, From a Storyteller to a Story to Tell. It's an interactive setup at Voice of Turkey. As Wolfgang Büschel points out, to actually reach VOT's websites about various languages, you need to go to a completely different URL. It's www.trt.net.tr, and then you can add /italiano, for example. I looked at that and found that the only frequencies listed were for satellite. More changes in World of Radio scheduling on WRMI. Kenneth Widowzicki monitors the broad-spectrum radio and shortwave radiogram hours in the middle of the night. I think he records them, actually, at 0700 UT Sundays now on 5850. And he found that at 0830, World of Radio showed up on that frequency. And now it shows on the WRMI schedule, not only there, but on 5950 and 7730, a trimal cast in the middle of our night, 0830 UT Sundays. However, Sunday at 2230 on November 25th, I found that we're no longer airing on 9955. That particular time never showed World of Radio on the WRMI schedule, and apparently we were just filling in for several weeks for some other program which has now resumed or replaced us. John Carver and I noticed that WBCQ 5130 is staying on the air an hour after Alan Weiner Worldwide concludes, that is starting UT Saturdays at 0200. And it's Voice of the Report of the Week with John. A new time for him, he's recently added, I believe. I've been measuring the frequency, it's very weak, and I assume they're still using a backup transmitter, which is on a variety of variations. On November 24th, it was on 5130.471. And that also applies to the World of Radio broadcast via Area 51, UT Monday at 0400. The Hardcore DX Rudolf Figrim in São Paulo, Brazil, reports an NID on 4710. November 20th at midnight 25 UT, pop music, a male voice, but he could not identify the language. The fading was very accentuated. He wonders what it could have been. Well, the first idea is that it could be third harmonic of one of the dozens of Brazilian stations on 1570. Making it easier to read station ID announcements is this item from Ian Brooks in the UK in the British DX Club, November 21st. He says, I was trying to slow down some of the MP3 audio recordings of my German course. It was a lot easier than I thought by using the well-known Audacity audio editing program. You can use the Change Tempo option in the Effects menu after selecting the Hold Recording with your mouse. A slider control allows you to make it play faster or slower without altering the pitch. You may have discovered this, but I thought it would also make station IDs easier to read. If you have recordings of them, you can slow down. For my German lessons, I found slowing by 20% worked well. Via Wolfgang Büschel, this from Takahito Akabayashi in Tokyo. Aiwa, AIWA, put new shortwave portables on the Japanese market. World Band Radio Monaural, AR-MD20. The price is 9,690 yen. And World Band Radio Stereo, the AR-MD-S25, at 14,900 yen. On the Japanese market in November. It seems these are remakes of Texon products, the PL310ET and the PL398MP. Aiwa Company Limited was once a subsidiary of Sony but was dissolved in 2002. Towada Audio Company Limited in Akita Prefecture, which was a subcontractor in production works of Sony World Band receivers, such as the ICF-7600GR, acquired the Aiwa trademark and set up the new subsidiary company of the same name in Japan in 2015. Look out for the new 2019 edition of the World Radio TV Handbook, which is about to be published and is already available for pre-ordering. Check their website, www.wrth.com, for further information. It says, we are proud to present the 73rd edition of the best-selling directory of global broadcasting. The features for the 73rd edition include articles on HF curtain arrays, broadcasting for peace in the Lake Chad region, the new medium wave transmitter installed by TWR Bonaire and V7AB in Radio Marshall Islands, and also equipment reviews, other articles, information, and maps. You can order it direct from their webpage, or if you're willing to wait a while longer, via the major mass market book retailers. And certain radio clubs make a bulk order and then offer the WRTH at reduced prices to their members. Mike Terry found this at spaceweather.com on November 21st. Solar minimum conditions are in effect. The sun is blank again today, the 191st day of 2018 that the sun has been without spots. To find a similar stretch of blank suns, you have to go back to 2009, when the sun was experiencing the deepest solar minimum in a century. Solar minimum has returned, bringing extra cosmic rays, long-lasting holes in the sun's atmosphere, and strangely pink auroras. Of course, that's not really news to those of us trying to listen to shortwave and following the propagation outlook from Boulder, which this week says, geomagnetic field activity expected to range from quiet to G1 minor storm levels. G1 minor levels expected on 2 December, active 1 December and 7 to 8 December. Unsettled conditions 26 to 27 November, 3 to 6 December, 9 December and 17 to 18 December. Quiet conditions for the remainder of the outlook period. In numerical terms, ANK indices peaking at 24 and 5 on December 2nd. Quiet conditions of 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 resume on December 9th through December 22nd. Solar flux 68 until December 13th when it jumps to 70. And that's World of Radio 1958. Glenn Hauser, thanks for listening, and hear me again next week.